Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Happy New Year, everybody. 2015 can't come quick enough, man. Can't come quick enough. I am really, really excited. You know, I was just kind of looking at the top New Year's Eve destinations, one of which is where I live. Las Vegas made the top 10. Yeehaw! Apparently there's going to be about 300,000 people on the strip. We have two parts to our beautiful resort corridor, as we now like to call it. You got the old Las Vegas and you got the new Las Vegas. And the old Las Vegas is, you know, what you guys remember from the 50s and 60s, you know, Lady Luck and Fremont Street and, I don't know, Binion's Horseshoe and that kind of stuff. So that was, they have like the Fremont Experience and that's all pretty cool. They kind of closed it off and they have like little cartoon shows and light shows and things like that. But, beautiful place to spend it. It just kind of seems a little warmer there. Probably because it's kind of closed in a little bit. You kind of have an overhang. Then you got the regular Las Vegas Strip. And the Las Vegas Strip, I think that's about 4 miles long. And wowee, that's where you have the individual hotels, you know, shooting out the lights and all that. And the strip, we call it the strip, but they're changing it to corridor. The Las Vegas corridor, it kind of turns and twists, etc. So you could be on one part of the strip, enjoy one whole light show, and then you go to another part of the strip and find another light show. So it's really, really nice. Now, we are expecting some snow where I live, so we're all really excited about that. And everybody has their very fancy, cute skirts, or men have their handsome clothes on, and nobody wants to wear their, you know, purple ski jacket out there. But just grab the purple ski jacket because it's going to be cold. All right, we already talked about hypothermia, frostbite, and all that. Then they say New Year's Eve in Berlin is apparently pretty exciting. They say the 1.2-mile stretch between the Victory Column and Brandenburg Gate is supposed to be I guess they call it Silvester, which is German for New Year's Eve, bands, etc. So they're going to party up in Berlin. What else? I'm getting this from thegayot.com. Then they say Los Angeles. New Year's Eve in Los Angeles, apparently with the club scene and all that, is pretty rad. They also have a Cleopatra's New Year's Eve ball. That's pretty exciting. Pasadena. Oh, have you ever been to Pasadena? You know, I love going to Pasadena now because remember little old lady from Pasadena. And see, I'm now getting old. So I'm walking around Pasadena going, little old lady from Pasadena. Go, baby, go. Anyway, Iceland, they say is beautiful this time of year. I'm looking at pictures of Iceland. So for those of you in the area of Iceland, you may want to go. Apparently, Iceland's capital explodes about 500 tons of fireworks. I'm hoping not at the same time. What place was that where all the fireworks went off at the same time? And it was like over in like 3 seconds and everyone was like, no. Sydney, Australia. Sydney, we all get jealous of Sydney because Sydney starts to celebrate New Year's while we're still at work. So we're sitting there, you know, at work and going, gosh, I need to get home and shave my legs, you know, put on my self-tanner. Meanwhile, we get to see Australia celebrate. And they're like, you know, one of the first ones. So they're like, you see, guys, we are so ahead of you. And we're like, look, yeah, we're still back in 2014. They're already 2015. But apparently Sydney Harbor, exquisite. So, for those of you around Sydney, Australia, you may want to, take a gander and look at what's going on in Sydney Harbor. Now, New Orleans. Oh my gosh, Bourbon Street. This I'm jealous. I was talking to my talking to my patients about how I wish I could be in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. I am sure. I mean, you think Vegas, there's a lot of topless stuff going on. Bourbon Street, a lot of nudity. Not that I'd want to be there for that. I'd want to see the fireworks. But Bourbon Street, probably a really big, exciting area. Not to mention people are probably walking around with bourbon, too. I've been on Bourbon Street. There was no bourbon. London. London has that big, huge Ferris wheel. And they also have the Victoria Embankment and things like that. I've never been to London, but I am sure it is a bloody good show. Then we have New York City. Oh, I would love to spend New Year's in New York City. Problem is, they're always cold. Everybody's in, like, hats and gloves, and their noses are cold. And so I know, you know, partying in New York City, you want to kind of look good and, you know, look all sexy. It's really, really hard to do that. But, you know, seeing them drop the ball is pretty exciting. I just hope you're in Times Square and you get a good look at that. And then Miami. All right, there is nobody that knows how to celebrate New Year's like the Miamis. I mean, they know. You got the salsa going on. You got all the, you know, the chiquita bananas. You got, I mean, everybody, it is like really exciting. You got all these men looking like Alejandro de la Vega, Zorro. I mean, it is very exciting, very hot, very sexy. And it's not that cold in Miami. So you could be outside really working up a good dance. So that's pretty hot. And then they say Rio de Janeiro. Rio de Janeiro, major party city. They made number one on this. I mean, Brazil, they just know how to party. Beautiful people over there, pretty exciting. And isn't the Olympics supposed to be in Rio de Janeiro? I was asked to be a contender for the, let me see, what sport? I'm kind of lying, so I didn't have this segment prepared. What was I asked to do in the Olympics? I'm much better at the indoor sports. But anyway, I'm not going to be at the Olympics. Okay, I know y'all were wanting to see me in my athletic realm, but unfortunately, no. All right, so that is New Year's Eve. Now, okay, so everybody is getting all excited, getting ready for New Year's Eve. All right, but then you get hit. Some dork in the middle of the party goes, "Dude, what's your New Year's resolutions?" And you're like, "I don't have any New Year's resolutions. What the hell?" Okay, and then you got to come up with something. That's always a downer. So we're going to talk about the top New Year's resolutions and how to try to keep those top New Year's resolutions. I know one of you wants GCN Network to make a New Year's resolution to get Dr. Dahlia off the air. Nope, they are not going to keep. That's not even a New Year's resolution. Sorry. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful article book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got to start setting our goals. I mean, I am the doctor on the radio, so I can't just sit here and tell you guys to drink and get wasted and do shots and eat a bunch of crap, okay? You know, as we're wrapping up this year and going into the new year, I am supposed to give some sort of advice. So I get to be the one that rains on everyone's parade and talks about New Year's resolutions. Boo! Well, let's look at the top New Year's resolutions. Okay, number one, everybody says they're going to lose weight. Even the skinny people got these size zeros coming in. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you got to help me lose weight. Do I look like I can help you? Okay, you're size zero. I'm a 12 to 14. and you want me to help you lose weight, in fact, I should be going to you. I should be paying the $5 copay to you. So anyway, no, I don't give her money back. I diagnose her with something else. No. You know, so the losing weight, all right, we'll talk about that. All right, what other things are New Year's resolutions? We promise to be better people, right? We go, I am going to be a much better person. I'm going to give more to charity this year. I'm going to help. I'm going to volunteer. Well, that's good. And Lord knows, I work with a bunch of different charities. So if you guys have that as a New Year's resolution, you're like, Dr. Dahlia, what do you need help with? I will tell you what to do. Okay? Even if it's not asking you for money, what you could do to help these other charities out. So trust me. Come to me. I am all over that. Okay? Then some of you guys say you're going to quit smoking. All right, a very big popular New Year's resolution is I'm going to quit smoking. I can't tell you how many of my patients have come in for Chantix, the medication that helps you quit smoking. It acts as a nicotine decoy. And many of you have come in going, look, you know, my deductible's about to renew, so let me buy the Chantix now. I go, great, you're going to quit smoking? What's your quit date? Oh, January 1st. No wonder everybody's depressed January 1st. January 1st, we're supposed to start volunteering and quitting smoking and dieting and no more alcohol and whatever. I mean, no wonder, you know, nobody looks forward to January 1st. Thank God it's a day off of work. Anyway. Okay, so for those of you that do have a Chantix prescription and you want to have a quit date, you know, remember, you're supposed to start taking it about 7 days before your quit date. Now, that doesn't mean don't quit. Go ahead and quit, even if we're obviously past the seven-day mark. But those medications you start taking, like Chantix, you take 7 days before. And then when you quit cold turkey, the medication's already in your system, kind of acting as a nicotine decoy, if you will, so that when your body doesn't get the real nicotine, it doesn't seem to go into major withdrawal because you are already taking the Chantix. So that's what that medication does. Of course, watch for side effects, bad dreams, some depression, suicidal ideation they talk about. Make sure your family members know you're taking it. Keep an eye on you, whatever. And then some of you guys are like, you know what, I'm going to quit smoking and start lighting up e-cigs. Keep in mind, e-cigs could be addictive, okay? And the jury still isn't out on how safe the e-cigs are. All right, now another New Year's resolution is to get a better education. Some of us go, you know what, I'm going to get another degree, or I'm going to get some licenses under my belt, or I think that's a brilliant idea. I think it is brilliant because it gives you a goal. You feel like there's something different coming up to your future. It kind of helps get a little, and I don't care whether it's your real estate license or taking a cooking class or learning another language. I think it's brilliant. I really, really do. And don't go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, there's no way I'm going to learn a whole other language January 1st. Well, you don't have to learn it all January 1st. Okay, most people, they start dropping out of their New Year's resolutions by January 2nd. All right? No, I think that's a great idea. Another New Year's resolution is I'm going to get a better job. All right? You know, I don't know if the GCN engineers are doing, but those that work on my show are probably like, you know what, my New Year's resolution is to be assigned to another show other than the Dr. Dahlia show. Now, I mean, I want to, you know, be optimistic, and I want to encourage people reaching their New Year's resolutions, but I hope there's going to be some engineers left to work on my show after everybody makes their resolute plan to not have to work the Dr. Dahlia show. So anyway, but get a better job. For me, I mean, if I was going to get a better job, I love my job. I just don't, in terms of medical, being a doctor, I just don't like Obamacare. So I guess my New Year's resolution is to figure out how to, you know, reverse Obamacare and all the damage it did. Not that I have that much power. Another New Year's resolution is saving money. Now, some of you are like, okay, yeah, I'm going to save money. Well, January 1st, what's the first thing you do? You eat leftovers. There's a bunch of food left in your bra, you know, or your socks from the night before. You're like, I'm going to whip up a meal with that. A lot of you are hungover, et cetera. Saving money is a good thing, okay? I recommend, if you can, squirrel away maybe $20 a month. Okay, and then maybe 25 a month, and then maybe 50 a month. Some of your banks have a way where they will automatically withdraw that money and hide it into something. One thing I like to do is Treasury Direct, where you they'll automatically take money away and put it into savings bonds. Okay, I know. like 0.01% interest rate. But I'm not doing it for the interest rate. I'm doing it to squirrel money away. Okay, remember, I went through every piece of retirement and savings when the recession hit. So I need something to actively take money out of my already stark empty account and force something. So you could even buy little $25 bonds or something like that. So there's ways to do that, and you'll feel better. Okay, the next thing is get fit. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to get into shape. You know, I'm older, it's a new year, you know. Another New Year's resolution, eat healthy food. Yeah, after New Year's Eve, right, that celery stick. I had a whole bunch of celery and tomatoes last night, so I feel pretty, pretty good. Of course, I dipped it in French onion dip. Next thing we plan on doing in 2015, a lot of us, is manage stress. Manage stress? Stress is the only thing that gets me up in the morning. Oh, I got to do my show. I'm not ready for my show. I got to prepare for my show. I got to turn on. Oh, my gosh. Computer's down. Oh, my gosh. The engineer's down. We always do the engineer. I got to call the engineer. Microphone's down. The microphone's off. Always like, what do I have patience? What do I have patience? What? Call this in for them. I'm going to get a show. I mean, for me, the stress is what really gets me going. Yelling at the kids first thing in the morning. You know, people are always like, gosh, you know, why do parents have to yell at the kids before they go to school? That is our fuel. When I rip my kids a new one each and every day, take a shower, brush your teeth, eat, get dressed. No, your zipper's not zipped up. Did you put deodorant on? Did you do this? That's what gets me ready in the morning. That's what gets my blood pumping. The next thing, the next New Year's resolution is manage debt. Here's my problem with the whole managing debt issue. To manage debt, my goal to manage debt is to get out of it. But between the credit cards and, you know, what we borrowed for college and the car and the, you know, and the office expenses, the only way I see to manage my debt is to try to make more money. So, I don't know, I'm going to sell a bunch of stuff on eBay, maybe I'll wait some tables, I don't know, but Obamacare is killing us. So, take a trip. One New Year's resolution is to take a trip. No, like an actual travel trip. Come on, people. Take a trip. I think that's good. The problem is that's hard to do when you don't have money and work is so stressful. So that's not happening in my future. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. All right. So, we have a block of cheese that we haven't eaten in over 2 weeks. So I'm going to reuse and recycle that. And then a very popular New Year's resolution is to drink less alcohol. I think that's brilliant. Now, is there a science to actually keeping your New Year's resolutions? It's usually by January 2nd, we all stop. Well, apparently there is, okay? Apparently researchers at the University of Scranton looked at a rigorous study of New Year's resolutions, and they show a steep drop-off in how long New Year's resolutions stick around. They say 77% of resolvers made it through a full week, 55% stuck with their goals for a month. By June, 6 months into the new year, only 40% of those had made a New Year's resolution. So they say, one, make your goal attainable. So if I say I want to lose 30 pounds, I know that's not going to happen, all right? But if my New Year's resolution is to lose 50 ounces or 50 grams, I'll be able to do that, okay? But the big problem we do is I'm going to lose a pound a day for the first month of January. The problem with that is once you realize that you don't, or you start to see your weight go up a little bit, which always happens when you diet, your weight starts to go up a little bit, and you're like, what? Then you quit. So have a realistic goal. So how about this, guys? Why don't we all lose 5 pounds, except you skinny minis out there? We'll all lose 5 pounds month of January. Sound like a plan? 5 pounds. Yeah. And no, but you can't gain it back. Can't gain it back. Okay? And then know that you're going to mess up. And have plan B. Okay? So, for example, my plan is to lose 5 pounds a month next year. So, if I don't lose all 5 pounds in January, I have to lose then the remaining ones in February. You dig? Okay? And then, finally, they say, make sure you're motivated and committed. Yeah, I'm committed to being stressed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we are so screwed. I guess a sugar molecule found in red meat may later cause cancer. A sugar molecule in the meat. They say this new study shows that red meat increases the risk of cancer due to a sugar molecule that infiltrates our tissues and later causes tissue inflammation. I am so screwed. The new research contradicts a previous belief that red meat leads to cancer due to harmful chemicals released when grilling. So for those of us that go, I'm just going to boil my meat, or I'm just going to eat my meat raw, nah, that's not protecting you from cancer. Am I the only one that didn't think it was just a grilling issue? I just thought red meat alone caused cancer, but I didn't care because I love red meat. The study was published Monday in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by UC San Diego scientists. Okay, you guys want to know what this sugar molecule little bastard is called? It's called the new 5GC, the NEU 5GC, found in red meat products like pork, beef, lamb, and bison. And it's a molecule unnatural for our bodies. Wait, unnatural? Wait a second. Okay, maybe red meat products, but okay, weren't we supposed to eat, you know, we were supposed to eat what we hunted. So how could it be for unnatural for our bodies? Unless what we do to the meat nowadays when we process it. They say when it gets ingested, it gets fully incorporated within our tissue, but after some time, the immune system attacks it, causing repeated inflammation within the tissue. Repeated inflammation was linked to previous studies with an increased risk of cancer. So they say this foreign sugar son of a gun is like a Trojan horse. It becomes part of your own cells. Then if you react to something foreign, it starts to get your immune system to go all kooky. It's also in whole milk, fish, eggs, and some types of cheese. So scientists are recommending that we consume those in moderation. But the fish itself doesn't have the carcinogenic molecule, just fish eggs. What was that song in the 80s? Fish? Oh, that was fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. It was a MTV video. It was a video on MTV back in the 80s, before your time. Dr. Varkey, okay, weighs in on this. Apparently, other studies have also associated red meat with cancer like breast, prostate, ovarian, colorectal, and lung. He said that the newfound molecule increased the cancer risk, but it wasn't the only cause of cancer. Well, duh. When we eat red meat, he says this new 5GC acts like gasoline on fire, with gasoline representing the new 5GC molecule and fire representing the risk of developing cancer. Wait, that's just a little too dramatic, really? Really? Dr. Varkey said that he personally doesn't consume red meat. Wait, what? Okay, hey, no. I need somebody who really understands our pain. You can't sit there and not eat red meat and tell us, oh, come on. Dr. Varkey says he personally doesn't consume red meat, but he nevertheless doesn't recommend his patients to do the same since red meat has important nutritional value. For instance, it is rich in iron, so people age 40 or less could have more health benefits from eating it than risks of developing cancer. After the age of 40, red meat tends to be more harmful than beneficial, he added, but too much new 5GC in our bodies is harmful for every age group. All right, that's okay. As long as you're not telling the patients not to eat the red meat. Dr. Vakri, I don't know what he looks like. He could be handsome. Recommends people who do not want to give up red meat to get a maximum 3 servings per week. We're not supposed to eat red meat more than 3 times a week, people. I had 3 servings of red meat for breakfast. This is we had some old steak, so I ate that. Oh, it was delicious. It was so good. Why do you think I get all my energy? I had some nice, juicy, I heated it up, you know, to get all the little fat droplets off of it. And I just dug my teeth into that succulent. It was still good, even as a leftover. 3 servings a week. He also believes that for modern man, it is not necessary to eat red meat because modern diets are very fortified. I agree. But for us women, it's a different story. I'm a modern woman. Dr. Bakri says he doesn't eat meat at all, but he didn't give up poultry and fish. Yeah, we don't consider those meat, okay? Yeah, right. Okay, I'm sorry. If it doesn't moo, it's not meat. Okay, so one of my Facebook, do I have time for this? Good. Okay, so one of my Facebook followers sent us this article on 20 reasons to go vegan. I said she was a follower, not a friend. I don't think I have any vegan friends. Mind you, I'm envious of vegans, okay? I'm envious. I do not want to disrespect a vegan. Trust me. You guys are tough, tough mothers to be able to be a vegan. And you are leaving more meat for me. So I love our vegans and our vegetarians. All right? But Serena gives us this article. Longevity, anyone? Top 20 reasons to go vegan during World Vegan Month. Now, I think World Vegan Month was November. I really apologize for not covering World Vegan Month. I should have. So anyway, Huffington Post has a list of reasons why we should consider becoming vegan. Now, I tell you what we should do. Okay, if we're going to come up with a New Year's resolution, I would suggest that we start doing one vegan, not vegetarian, but one vegan meal a day. Remember I gave you... No. Last year I said you could do three a week. None of you guys did it. So now I'm telling you one vegan meal a day. I don't know a Brussels sprout. I don't know. I don't know how to eat vegan. But I'm guessing there's a vegetable in it and nothing else. All right. So eating processed meat, they say, increases the risk of death from heart disease by 72%. That's reason number one. Animal products contain cholesterol. That could lead to heart disease. Vegan diets are cholesterol-free because there's no animal fat. They say men who eat 2.5 eggs or more a week have an 81% greater chance of developing lethal prostate cancer than those that eat fewer than a half an egg a week. People who regularly eat processed meat or red meat are 50% more likely to develop colon cancer, which is the second most common cancer worldwide. What's number one, everybody? Lung. Vegans have 34% fewer incidences of female-specific cancers like breast, cervical, and ovarian. Daily consumption can trigger acne. Now, that's very interesting because here I am in my 40s and I still get pimples. I'm like, wait, what? What? So maybe, you know, vegan diets, maybe, I don't know if that's true, maybe vegan diets less acne. I believe it. They say cow's milk, all right, could possibly, they say, leach calcium from your bones. I don't know. I don't know about that. About 60% of adults cannot digest milk. And humans are the only animals to drink another animal's milk. And to drink milk, yeah, but a white Russian has to have milk. I'm sorry. Kale, they say, has more calcium. They're trying to make us vegan. So they're trying to gross us out about drinking other people's milk. No, whoa. Okay, wait, no. When we drink milk, we don't drink breast milk, except as babies. When we're grown-ups, we drink cow milk, so that's okay. Kale, they say, contains more calcium per calorie than milk. All right? So have a kale salad. I know. Vegans have lower rates of obesity and weigh 5 to 20 pounds less than meat eaters. 1 in 3 American children are overweight or obese. A vegan diet is high in fiber, low in fat, cholesterol-free, rich in vitamins and minerals. Excellent choice for healthy children. A vegan diet has been shown to help treat type 2 diabetes. That is true. That is true. Apparently, like Serena Williams, I think, is supposed to be vegan. So if you want to be like Serena Williams. And then pig poop. They say, I guess there's poop, pee poop or pig poop around. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
My son just gave me some attitude. Don't be giving me attitude, boy. Oh, he needs a tissue whooping, but apparently we don't do that anymore. You know, and now it's like, okay, Don't talk like that to your mama. And then he's like, tuh. Oh, gosh. Man. Anyway. All right. Because this is one of the most highly rated medical shows out there, we are going to keep up the quality of the show and now talk about safety heaters, space heaters, and the safety that space heaters provide for us. You see? See? And you guys thought that the Dr. Dahlia show on New Year's was going to be not too exciting. No, we're going to talk about space heaters. Pretty exciting stuff. All right. Anyway, apparently in 2011, heating equipment was involved in an estimated 53,000 reported home structure fires. 53,600 fires due to heating equipment, according to the National Fire Prevention Association. During the same year, these heaters were associated with 400 deaths, 1,500 injuries, over close to 900 million direct property damage, according to the National Fire Prevention Association. I know that was a few years back, but I don't have any more recent data. So, we're all freezing. It's kind of cold, right? I mean, except for maybe people in Miami, but even Las Vegas, we could say we're freezing because it's going to be about 27 degrees tonight. So, a lot of you guys are putting space heaters on in your rooms, okay? Because it's too expensive to do the central heating. So you could just, you know, stick the space heater in. Gas heaters, I always worry about carbon monoxide, and we've talked about carbon monoxide poisoning. But what about these space heaters? Well, one of the biggest risks is fire. So they say first check the safety features. Yes, we're talking about space heaters on the Dr. Dahlia show. What do you expect? Okay? Please. This is a very, very exciting segment. Before buying a space heater, this is from eNewsCourier.com, be sure it has been safety certified. Is everybody checking their space heater? Check, check. No, there's supposed to be a safety certification on the space heater. Okay? If you guys don't know where your safety certification is, I want you to take a picture of all six sides of your space heater and email it to drdahlia.com. And we will take a look and find the safety label for you. That's just one of the public services we provide. There should be a safety certification mark on the box. Many space heaters have a safety feature that automatically turns a space heater off when it is tipped to a certain degree. My cats get their tails stuck in them. Then you need to perform a general inspection. When using the space heater for the first time or the first time in a while, you need to inspect it for damages. Okay, so you want to look at the powder cords. You want to make sure, like, the cord isn't frayed, burn marks. If there's a burn mark on your space heater, that means there was some sort of a spark, all right? And you don't want this sucker causing a fire. The heater unit itself should be inspected for dents and other damages that may cause malfunction. Turn switches on and off to make sure they're in a proper working order. I'm sure one of you are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, if I put the space heater in the bathtub in some water, it won't start a fire. No, not a good idea. You are not supposed to put anything plugged in into any water. So, no, you cannot surround your space heater with water. Then they suggest to use your heaters properly. Place the heater on a level, stable surface at least 3 feet away from any combustible items. Due to the amount of heat that can be generated, never run the heater cords under carpets or rugs because this can damage the cords and possibly lead to the fires. I have the cord running under the potty box for the cats, where the poopa powder is, and the little kitty litter box. So because they apparently the it's really cold in the morning and they don't like to go potty in the little poopa box because the rocks are cold, and so they'd rather do it in my bed that's nice and warm because I was sleeping there. So I now heat up their poopa powder so their little tushies have a nice warm place to go potty. You see, that's the kind of mom I am. Okay, so 3 feet away from any combustible items. Remember how that other doctor said that carcinogenic sugar in meat, the new something GC, I already forgot, was kind of like gasoline? Don't have this space heater then next to red meat. Okay, homeowners should never leave an electric heater unattended. Oh, that makes me think. Stone, did you shut off your heater? No? It's still on? Oh, my gosh, you're such a dumb. All right. Tell Daddy to turn it off. You're going to start a fire. All right. Anyway, my son left his on. Oh, my gosh. What is wrong with my kids? Homeowners should never leave an electric heater unattended. Before moving the heater itself, switch it off. and allow time for it to cool down. Homeowners should also be sure to keep children and animals away from the space heaters. They produce a lot of heat, and the unit can be hot to the touch. Yeah, my cats are so stupid. They just sit there and they plop their tushy next to it because it's warm. Then they get their tail in there because they're cats. All right. Okay, is there anything else we need to talk about with space heaters? Because this is such a really good, exciting topic. No? Okay. Next, dental visits. That's always a real, real hot topic on the show. And Fox News, leave me alone. Fox News has an article on, do you need to see a dentist twice a year? Now, keep in mind, Obamacare doesn't seem to cover dental visits unless you pay extra. So I'm not surprised that we're going to start seeing dental visits be spread apart, just like pap smears now, in terms of how often to get them done. Dental professionals have long recommended a teeth cleaning every 6 months. One expert, Edmund Hewlett, a professor of dentistry at the University of California, oh, I went to UCLA, explains why a few people can get by with less frequent visits to the dentist, while others should consider going more. They say the biannual dental visit was designed for the average person. Well, I'm above average in terms of my mouth use with sugar, so I should probably go more often. People who are middle-aged, don't smoke, and who brush your teeth twice a day and don't eat too many sweets. Oh, if I cut back on my sweets, you know how much money I could save for the dentist? Within 6 months, the majority of people will produce enough tartar that it will need to be scraped off by a dental hygienist. Oh, my gosh, scraped is an understatement. My dentist has to use one of those power buffers. It makes a lot of noise. They say some people may be fine going for longer periods between cleaning, but it's a category of patient that might seem difficult to qualify for. Okay, that sentence has something grammatically wrong with it. There's a participle dangling or something in that one. Typically, they say these people are in their 20s and their 30s who are otherwise healthy, eat extremely well, and floss daily. For the rest of us whose dietary indulgences and dental hygiene aren't so ideal, 6 months seems a safer bet. Yeah, you know what, guys? I would just say go every 6 months. I think this is already too difficult. I can't even understand the article. It's already too difficult to figure out where we even lie. A number of factors might make it a good idea for you to see a dentist 3 or 4 times a year. Let's say you eat a lot of crap food, like sugary foods or drinks. Maybe you should get more frequent checkups. People who are older, people who have dry mouth. A lot of you guys that take medications that give you dry mouth, so you don't have the saliva washing out your mouth. You may be more prone to damage from the bacteria, etc. Those of us that sleep with our mouths open, I don't think is a good idea. If you sleep with your mouth open, you're drying out a lot of the juices in there, and then you can unfortunately have issues with your teeth. You know, a lot of us, we're supposed to sleep with our nose. I can't get enough air in my nose. My nose is not enough. Look at my nostrils and look at my lungs. No, I have to open my mouth. I have to basically open up every orifice in my body to get air in. They say as we get older, we start to accumulate more health conditions from various problems we've had over a lifetime. So your risk status change will usually... Why don't I ever get quoted for this? I have a quote. Okay, so how often to go to the dentist? I would say go every... Oh, man. And then the woman they have in this has, like, perfect teeth. Her teeth look absolutely perfect. Okay, you know what? I would say still go to the dentist twice a year. If insurance doesn't pay for it, there's a lot of dentists that offer cash discounts. So I think I don't blow it off at all. Okay, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.